This is KWBU FM. In the last school year, just over half of Waco's third grade population were reading on level or above. Research shows this is a crucial year in a child's development. Soon they'll be reading to learn, and without a strong foundation, students could have difficulty understanding future topics. And as KWBU's Carlos Morales reports, that's why local schools have teamed up with community groups and churches to provide those students with the help they need.
Who wants to kind of sum up where we are?
It's lunchtime at Waco Charter School, and students here are heading down the halls, filing in line to get their corn dogs. And after grabbing their lunch, some will go and play, but others will head to a corner of the school that's lined with stacks of books.
And so what are we reading today?
We are reading Marcy Watson, Princess in Disguise. It's a very interesting book about Pig, dressed up like a princess.
Monique Kazadi has volunteered at the Waco Charter School for the last 3 years. Every Friday, she's visited during lunch, helping kids with their reading comprehension.
That's a tough one. Skedaddle. What does skedaddle mean? What's skedaddle mean?
Get out?
Exactly. Go ahead.
This particular book club is part of the STARS Mentorship Program, an initiative out of the Antioch Community Church that's in the school's neighborhood. The program also serves Provident Heights Elementary, which is in the Waco Independent School District. Stephanie Cordewig oversees the program at these schools.
We didn't develop the program to kind of touch on math or science. We really kind of focused it on reading, again, because it's the foundation of a lot of different core subjects in and throughout a child's life.
In recent years, district officials say Waco ISD has looked to mentorship programs with community groups in order to close achievement gaps and to boost student reading proficiency. In the last school year, 53% of Waco's third grade population were reading on level or above, and there's an impetus to boost that number. Cordewig, a former teacher herself, says that's where mentors can help.
It's up to us to help kind of put our shoulder underneath it and kind of lift the burden, you know. If it's kind of that many hands makes light work, you know, if we've got a lot of people putting their shoulder into this and meeting with kids and investing a small amount of time consistently, I think that the impact on this community could be amazing.
Without a strong reading foundation in their elementary years, research shows that students will be at an increased risk of dropping out or failing to graduate high school on time. If a student's unable to read proficiently, understanding the material before them becomes that much harder.
It must have been a hard decision.
Back at Waco Charter School, fourth grader Shamion Whitaker and Stephanie Marin are finishing up their lunch. The two are taking turns reading their book, Who Was Anne Frank? They're both a little bit microphone shy, but together the girls say their time spent reading with their mentor is valuable to them, and they've enjoyed learning about Anne Frank so far.
She lived in Frankfurt, Germany.
Okay. And do you like the book so far?
Yes.
How's that? Do you want you guys okay sharing your book?
Mm-hmm. Kelly Lee has been mentoring the girls for the last several months. She says reading was an important part of her life, and she wants to share that.
You get to invest in somebody's life, and they invest right back into us, and it's just an easy, you just have to show up. They do all the work.
Throughout the city, other schools have turned towards similar programs with community groups and churches, and they're looking to add more. With KWBU, I'm Carlos Morales.